Blog Talk Radio.
AM 1470, with even more of what you're looking for. It's the most environmentally friendly show on your radio. Don't miss Radio Green Earth, brought to you by RadioGreenEarth.org. Every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
This is Steve Kane with a warning from Mr. Electric. Bad electrical wiring is a fire hazard. Old fuse boxes and circuit breakers were not designed to take the stress of modern high-voltage appliances like flat-screen TVs, computers, and home entertainment systems. You also may be in danger from bad wiring caused by do-it-yourself fixes or using previous electricians who were improperly trained. When outlets and plugs start to fall out, it's a very dangerous problem, and leaving them unrepaired can cause fire and or electrocution. Call Mr. Electric today, family-owned and operated for 33 years, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mr. Electric, never a charge for the consultation, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710. Dr. Jeffrey Weiss, M.D., the founder of the Healing Institute, is forming a support group for the caregivers of children and adults with neurological injuries. The Healing Institute is the first comprehensive neurological rehab center offering hyperbaric oxygen therapy, biofeedback, physical therapy, and other beneficial treatments. For more information about the Institute and the upcoming free support group, call 954-975-3563 or go to thehealinginstitute.net.
You are listening to AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, today's show.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and I'm John Hollis. I'm the host for the next hour. And, of course, we are here as Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and our primary purpose is to help people to discover and recover from any area of their life that they feel needs to be uplifted. Holistic Lifestyles Radio is devoted to hope, and our creative team looks for incredible people from all over the globe who have a passion to making a true difference in all areas of people's lives. We are dedicated to providing readers with and listeners with information on the latest advances as well as time-tested techniques in the field of integrative holistic lifestyles, holistic health, services, products, pets, home, environment, and metaphysical. We hope that, of course, when you check out our show, you understand that it is not just a radio show. This is a total interactive show, which means that you can listen to us online at holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also listen to us on Facebook at John Hollis Facebook, Fort Lauderdale John Hollis Facebook. You can also listen to us on Twitter podcast. You can listen to us on Pod Holistic podcast. You can listen to us several different ways. And, of course, we ask you to go to our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com and find out all of those different ways that you can listen. And we want to thank our sponsors for today, because without our sponsors, we cannot carry our message of hope. The first sponsor, and we want to introduce, is, of course, the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach. The second is Dive In Adventures. The third is Atlantic Shores Hospital. And the fourth is Pets Life. And these are our sponsors for today's show that make this all possible. And we want to thank the sponsors for being dedicated to carry our message so people can get the help and the hope that they need. And, of course, we are also going to announce an event that's coming up here. It's really important. It's a cancer fundraiser for mother and daughter. Young mother, Charity Ramsey, was diagnosed with breast cancer in April of 2009. She then underwent surgery, six rounds of chemo and radiation. Her oldest daughter, Channing, has a rare disorder, and that causes her significant bone pain. It's while Channing's disease has been relatively stable, unfortunately, she relapsed while her mother was finishing her cancer treatments. And together, they hope to have a complete healing and a lifetime of health and happiness. Please join us, the spiritual community, for a day of fundraising for the family. It's Sunday, December 13th, 2009. That's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And, of course, you can check out more information by going to holisticlifestylesradio.com right on our homepage. We have information there. Or you can call Karen at 954-478-6749. Again, that phone number is Karen at 954-478-6749. And, of course, if you can make it to the Inner Wisdom Books with Grace at 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point, that's 2018 Northeast 36th Street, Lighthouse Point, on Sunday, December 13th, 2009, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., we would appreciate any donations that you can make. 100% of the proceeds are going to Charity Ramsey and her daughter Channing, and of course, single mother, no large income and no insurance, and definitely needs a lot of help and a lot of support from the community. So if you could put your hearts out there just before the Christmas holidays, we'd really appreciate the help with this family. And of course, today is a pretty special show. We have information in regards to some addiction processes through a holistic approach. And the place that we're going to be dealing with is Crossroads Center from Antigua. And Crossroads Center from Antigua, we're going to have special guests on today, Kim Martin. And she is going to be speaking with us along with Lynn McKnight. And they're going to be talking to us about the Crossroads Center. And, of course, for many years, people don't know this, but the founder of the Crossroads of Antigua was Mr. Eric Clapton. And this is a gentleman that has dedicated his life to helping alcoholics and addicts heal worldwide. And he has really made it a process to put some of the best people around the globe in a spot to be able to help. And Kim Martin and Lynn McKnight were handpicked. And, of course, they are people that have been working with Mr. Clapton a very long time in regards to the Crossroads Center. And we're going to find out more about that. I do want to say a couple of things before we go to our break in about 2 minutes, and then when we come back, we're going to have Kim, of course, on with Lynn. But I wanted to read you something, and it says here that my vision was to create a center of the highest caliber to treat people of the Caribbean and throughout the world. The center would be staffed with experienced and internationally recognized professionals. The cost of treatment would be held to the lowest possible level, ensuring affordability and accessibility. And most importantly, this nonprofit center would provide treatment scholarships for people of the Caribbean region and around the world. And, you know, if you don't know the man, he literally has supported people all over the world where he's been and been able to send them the treatment. And I've heard different stories and read different articles where he's helped people and just sent them the treatment. and was able to, you know, help them turn their lives around. And he did it with, of course, the center, which is nonprofit, and it is staffed with the most experienced and internationally recognized professionals. And we want to thank Crossroads and, of course, Kim and Lynn for being on our show today. And we're going to get into more information on the history, how it all started. The thing began actually back in 1993, and they didn't open the doors until, of course, 1998. So we're going to find out some more about that. And then we're going to find out what Kim and, of course, Lynn McKnight, the manager of clinical services, is going to talk to us about. We're going to get together on that here right after this next break. We'll be back right after.
Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 6-month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers, toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to the show, and of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is all about helping people to find hope in hopeless situations, and today we have the Crossroads Center of Antigua, and we have two special guests from there, Kim Martin, and I'll give you a little bit of background on Kim. Kim has a Bachelor of Social Work, and she's been with Crossroads since the inception in 1998. She's been working in substance abuse for over 15 years, and currently is a part of admissions for Crossroads Center. We also have along with her the person that is, of course, the head of clinical services, Lynn McKnight. She's the manager of clinical services, and we have had a great opportunity to be able to find out about their center because their center is holistic. They deal with the whole person. Not only do they deal with, of course, the 12-step model as a foundation to recovery, but they also deal with incorporating it with mind, body, and spirit in an approach to recovery that's a whole approach. And how are you guys? Everybody doing okay today?
Yes. How about you?
So far, so good, thank God. I always figure it like this, ladies. Any day I'm above dirt, it's a good day.
Fabulous.
So how's the weather in Antigua, first off?
Beautiful. Just gorgeous today. How is it where you are?
It's beautiful. You know, we're a little bit northern tropics, but we're nonetheless pretty warm and pretty nice so far today. I want to thank you both for being on the show. And most importantly, I want to take the time to understand how the concept of this all came about, because back in 1998, and actually when you guys literally started looking at doing something, it was as early as 93 when you had when Mr. Clapton had the spiritual awakening that he wanted to do this. And he basically in 1993 started putting it together, and then in 1998 it actually happened. And what took place during that time period that you can give us a little bit of an information on how it took place and how you all got started?
Sure. Well, to start with, Mr. Clapton was approached by a group of community people here in Antigua who were noticing certainly a rise in addiction and very, very limited resources in terms of treatment options. And as someone who had been living on the island for many years and had a home here, they approached him as someone that they thought might be able to assist. And when that happened, I mean, it really was the spark that started everything at Crossroads, because with his support and with his keen passion for recovery, we were able to fulfill a dream that many people had on the island, including Eric. So he was approached, and he decided at one point that it was going to be a center that was run by a hospital group. That situation did not work out, and at that point he decided that it was going to be something that he himself would take financial responsibility for. So he, with his own money, put everything forward to start Crossroads and develop Crossroads into what it is today. So he has a very keen interest in the program and in recovery.
And, you know, it's when you bring that up, it brings up one of the things that I thought was very incredible. Because a lot of people, and I hate to put it like this, but people sometimes forget where they came from. And in this case, he has not ever forgot where he came from. And the good news is, and the most important thing is that it is a nonprofit center. And you are able to not only help people get treatment from all over the globe that have the insurances and all that stuff, but you also scholarship people in there from the Caribbean and around the world.
We do, and really that was really the foundation and you know, our starting point, our mission to speak of. that we would be able to bring people into treatment that maybe otherwise couldn't afford treatment. And that was really important to Mr. Clapton in setting up Crossroads. He wanted it to be of the highest quality in terms of a center of excellence for addiction treatment, but he also wanted it to be accessible and affordable. So we've been able to do that through having a very reasonable price point in terms of our cost for treatment, but then also using the subsidies and the financial aid for people who need it. And for people that are from the Antigua and the Caribbean, they can receive, you know, a different sliding scale than people that are from other parts of the world, but we do offer significant financial aid.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And again, I kudos to not just, of course, Mr. Clapton, but your team, because your team holds this all together. And, you know, somebody has the vision, and then you have to have the right team behind it. And from what I'm understanding, Kim, you've been there since 1998, so you've been holding a lot of things together, you and your team here. Lynn, how long have you been with Crossroads?
I've actually been here almost 2 years, and it's just been a joy. It's such an incredible team to work with. I'm really blessed to be able to be a part of all of this.
And Lynn, what brought you and gravitated you to the Crossroads Center?
I think just as you were talking about, it's unique in its holistic perspective. Truly doesn't just give lip service to the holistic view, but it's integrated into everything we do, clearly into the treatment plan, the foundation, like you said, with the 12 steps. And enhancing that is the mind-body-spirit approach to everything we do. It's every day is a thrill to be here.
Lynn, I got to say that when I first, because I'm also in recovery, and when I first got, you know, the first attempt at getting sober many, many years ago, I thought it was all about the neck up. And I came to find out when I got sober this time and stayed sober that it was more, a whole lot more than just dealing with the neck up.
That's the truth.
And what are some of the modalities that you feel have to be incorporated along with that 12-step foundation to help that person to start building a more serene, more balanced life?
Well, what I like is kind of the continuum that we do. In detox, we're clearly looking at the physical detoxification, looking at it as a chronic disease, but we're really helping them with their pain management, with their cravings, with their withdrawal symptoms through a lot of alternative ways. As well as the classic ways to deal with detox, but we use hydrotherapy, the jacuzzi, we use massage, we use aromatherapy, we use acupuncture, we use Reiki. Of course, the physical fitness, we've got an incredible nutritionist on site. All of this with the education, we're educating the clients as to why we're using all of these different modalities and how it fits to become a new way of life, not just do it here, but really integrating it into something that they can continue on with. Yoga, you know, creative dance. One of the things that I do that I won't go on and on about because I tend to, so I'll hold myself back, is art therapy, expressive therapy. That's one of my specialties. And it's such an incredible way of being able to express what has heretofore been nonverbal and been difficult to get to the surface, to be bringing it out in an artistic, expressive way. So there's just so many different, at every turn, there's so many different ways of being able to get at the issues. And the spiritual component is so huge. You just walk into Crossroads and you can feel that. The nature, the view is incredible in itself. The water, you know, we're surrounded by this incredible beauty here. And the serenity and the privacy.
Well, you know, it's
always a great package.
You know, when you look at taking that deep breath and you look at, you know, the wind hitting you and you're just taking a moment and you're being at one, especially new in recovery, when you have that 2,000-piece band that's playing in your head.
Right.
And you're trying to, you know, get centered and, you know, you're worried about, you know, the dog, you're worried about the cat, you're worried about everything that, with the exception of what you should be worried about, your recovery. And you finally understand, it finally hits you. You have that first, I call it IBM, itty-bitty miracle that says, wow, you know something? Wow, this is nice. And you finally maybe see the color of the trees that you haven't seen in, you know, 30 or 40 years.
Right, being in that present moment, be mindful of what's going on right now.
Absolutely. You know, we've had a great opportunity to be able to find out about the modality end of it, and one of the things that I did was I had the opportunity to go on your website today, and I checked out some of the things, and one of the things that I looked at was you specialize in fitness training and auricular acupuncture. You also do meditation and yoga. And but at the same time, you're putting that all together with spiritual counseling, group therapy, you're also doing regular therapeutic issues on a daily basis. And how does that kind of all tie together? What happens when they walk into the center?
What happens? Well, it's individualized. We meet them where they are. It really depends on what stage of change they're at as to what we're going to be able to, what we're going to want to offer them.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely involve them in the treatment plan. What is it that they've come, what are their hopes, what are their objectives? And then it's certainly not, we don't look at it as a car wash. Not everyone gets an individualized treatment.
So it's not a cookie cutter, so to speak.
Right, right, absolutely. And we're small enough to be able to truly be individualized. Everybody knows all of the clients, and so we're able to have a really good continuum through the individual, the groups, the fitness, even massage. Our wellness counselors come to our treatment teams, and so we're all a part of what's going on for each client.
You know, it sounds like as far as the individualized treatment that you're providing, when somebody comes through the door, you're really looking at them and nurturing them as a human being and as an individual too. And that's the good news. Because there's a lot of places, you know, when you walk through the door, some of the colder treatment programs that are out there, you walk through the door and it's very institutionalized setting and very, you know, cold looking. And, you know,
Did you look at the pictures on the website?
I loved it. It was unbelievable. Anything but institutionalized setting, that's for sure. And you know something, that's a good thing because people have to feel comfortable as they're going through that transition into a new life. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your ongoing programs because it's not just about the detox and it's not just about that 28-day stay. It's about continuing on with your recovery once you leave the center. We're going to talk about that when we come back right after this message.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've
really
helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction.
I can
First Step Sober
me.
House of Pompano
I
Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male
I'm
or female,
you
can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. Pets Life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
Remember, Pets Life is spelled with a Z. That's www.petzlife.com. PetsLife.com. www.petzlife.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is, of course, live on WNN 1470 AM. We're streaming to Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank all of our listeners all over the social networks that are listening also. I want to make a small announcement before we get started back with the Crossroads Center of Antigua and Kim Martin and Lynn McKnight. There is a cancer fundraiser for a mother and a daughter, young mother, Charity Ramsey was diagnosed with cancer in April of 2009. She then underwent surgery, 6 rounds of chemo and radiation. Her oldest daughter, Channing, has a rare disorder called Langerhans-Hansel syndrome, and it has caused significant bone pain. And I checked it out, and basically what it is, it's a bone cancer. And while Channing's disease has been relatively stable, unfortunately, she relapsed while her mother was finishing her cancer treatments. Together, they're looking for a complete healing and a lifetime of health and happiness. And we asked the spiritual community and, of course, the community as a whole to please join us this Sunday, the 13th. Actually, it's Sunday, December 13th, 2009, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. We ask you to come out and be with us. 100% of the donations for this charity event is going to helping Charity Ramsey, who has no insurances, she has nothing, and she really is in a bad situation with bills and all the things that are taking place, especially around the Christmas holidays. She's a single mother, and she has 2 children, and, of course, one of the children is suffering with bone cancer along with her cancer. So if you can get out to 2018 Northeast 36th Street in Lighthouse Point, we'd really appreciate it. It would be Inner Wisdom Books with Grace. And you can call Karen at 954-478-6749. And, of course, we have had the honor of being able to speak with Crossroads Center of Antigua, and it was founded by Mr. Eric Clapton and the Hall of Fame rock and roller, and he has dedicated his life and service to helping people in recovery. And Kim Martin and also Lynn McKnight have the opportunity every day to be able to make that happen and work with people and help people. And Kim, I understand that you deal with the admissions, the actual direct admissions. Is that correct?
I do. I actually oversee the admissions process. We have a number of admissions counselors that take direct calls, and we have people, you know, staffing the phones 7 days a week. So we're very accessible for people to call, regardless of their time zone.
Okay. And you do have a direct 800 number for people to call if they wanted to call in and talk to the center in regards to help. Is that correct? And
that's correct. That number is toll-free, 1-888-452-0091.
And you can also go to crossroadsantigua.org to find out more information. You can go right to their website. And let me tell you, if you get to the website, you're going to fall in love because the place is just incredible, and you do incredible things. And, Kim, when you first started out in 1998 and you started to deal with the general public, I'm sure you ran into some things like people that were coming from the States or coming from other areas. They had to have passports, and they had to have the, you know, the right documentation to be able to travel. Is that correct?
Well, actually, when we first opened, it wasn't necessary for Americans to have passports in order to travel to the Caribbean.
Okay.
It's only been the last couple of years with the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative that's come out of the U.S. Department of State that has made that a requirement. So it is, you know, it takes maybe a little more education on our part to let people know how they can get their passport, but there are a number of very easy routes for people that don't have a passport to get one. And we've also assisted people in terms of helping them offset the cost of their passport if they didn't have one before they were calling us.
Okay. And, Kim, that makes I'm glad that you brought that up because, again, that might, in some cases, you know, you might have somebody in fear of, well, I got to go through the passport process and all that, but you can actually help them go through that process.
Absolutely. I mean, there are a number of companies that offer expedited services whereby people can get their passport between 1 and 3 days. They can also get it, you know, by appointment through the Department of State, and often will get their passport the same day as their appointment. So we will provide supporting documentation. Because, again, we know that addiction is a disease. It's a chronic disease.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at that as often being life-threatening. So we can provide documentation for them in advance that they can utilize in their process to say that this really is a medical emergency. And in the vast majority of cases, it really is, because if people continue in their addiction, then they're going to have consequences that could be life-threatening.
Well, here's my other question to you. I'm sure you work with, I know you have your own detox there, but I'm sure there's other times that you work with other detoxes where the person is going maybe into a local detox, and they can do that paperwork in that time period and get detox and then come directly to you. Is that correct?
That can happen as well, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so there is alternatives, so just don't count it out because you have to get a passport is what we're trying to get a point across here, right?
Absolutely, and I think what we find is because we are so reasonably priced, and this really is kind of in the area of medical tourism, John, many Americans already are going out of the country to seek medical services, whether it's hip replacements, fertility treatments, you name it. And what they're finding is in many countries outside of the U.S., they can receive services that are either on par or in most cases, a higher quality of service when they go out of the country. And we're really no exception to that because people can come to Antigua, they can have their treatment experience. It's less expensive than what they can get in the United States, even when they throw in their flight on top of that. And it also provides an environment that's going to be conducive to their healing process. So all that being said, it really is a win-win situation.
And again, if you're listening and you want to call in, you can call them at 888-452-0091. And one of the things that we are going to talk about right now is the family aspect. Because one of the big reads I had on your website is that you do believe that the family component has to be involved with treatment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we're finishing up a family week right now, this week. We have a family week once a month for the clients, and it's an integral part of their of their process here and I think of their recovery.
So people can actually invite their loved ones or their family to come in, fly in, and be there with them. Is that correct?
Yes, it's a part of the program. It's not an extra cost, except for, of course, the flight itself. We even offer cottages for them to stay in at a reasonable price. But this is totally interwoven in what they do during their stay here. We were talking earlier about it being, we do have the basic 29-day stay, but we also have a six-week program, and indeed what we are is more assessment-driven. So what the client needs is what we're giving them. If they need to stay longer than 6 weeks, we look at that and decide as a treatment team what is the best thing for the client. Within that, every 4 weeks, we're having a family week. So if somebody stays 6 weeks, first couple of weeks they're here, they're really dealing with detox, we'll encourage the families to come in the later part of this stay. So it works out beautifully that they have those options. And a lot of it is really educational, but it's definitely didactic to really teach the families about this as a family disease. But then also we do individual family unit counseling as well with the clients and with the families. And when we say family, we're pretty inclusive about that. It's significant other, friends, people who really are concerned for the client, who are going to be a part of their network when they get back. It's really open to who they consider, quote, family, unquote.
And the beautiful part about that is you get to see the healing process start with the whole family.
Exactly, exactly.
And in your opinion, and you've been around a while doing this, and when you deal with the family component as a whole, along with treating the addict and the alcoholic, do you feel that if you're not treating the family at the same time that you're treating the addict and the alcoholic, that you could have problems down the road?
It's definitely more difficult in my experience. I have been in this field for 25 years, and I've seen such a tremendous geometric growth with the client and with the family when it's involved concurrently, when they grow together. I don't know what your experience has been, but I know from my personal and professional life, just the family really needs to be a part of the whole process.
Oh, absolutely. I believe in this is a family illness. I believe that if you're not dealing with the family as a whole, and in some cases, you know, realistically, in some cases, if you've blown up all your bridges and there's no family left, then, you know, you have to deal with what you have to deal with on your own. But if you
if you're still lucky enough to have that component. Inclusive view of family, because if your biological family has said goodbye to you, then what is your network, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
What can you bring into this? And we do family feedback throughout the, you know, if someone can't get here, we're certainly going to still involve the family. We'll do phone consults. We deal with them via email. You know, we do see family as an extension of the client. So we involve them as much as we can and as much as the client wants them to be involved because, of course, this is client-driven.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that what you'll do is get a profile from the family on what they're seeing, the behaviors are of the person that you're treating?
Well, we ask, first we honor what the client wants as far as this, but then we will send something called client feedback form, family feedback form to the families and give them the opportunity to focus on certain questions that we ask them, and they really are the type of questions that will just elicit that type of honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And then we share that with the client in a safe environment for them to be able to process it in their group and individually, and then when the family comes, to be able to process it with the family.
No, I remember walking into a treatment center and sitting down, and they shoved in front of me a 280 questions in regards to a psychosocial. And I sat down, and I got probably 25 words into this. And, you know, again, that 2,000-piece band was raging in my head. And I was more worried about smoking, and I was more worried about this, and I just started answering things however I was answering them. And there was really no honesty in it whatsoever. So, you know, by the time it got to the clinical staff, I looked like a bald monkey dancing on a desk. And the bottom line is that if it wasn't for family giving the feedback that, you know, in some cases I wasn't capable of being honest enough, where the family did bring in that component to really give you an understanding of who I was and what I was doing.
Right.
So I love the fact that you do incorporate the family, and that's a beautiful aspect, and that's well needed in this industry, I believe, because that's the component that we need to have, because people see us more so when we're actively using in a spotlight of truth than we do.
Absolutely, that's part of our addiction. We collaborate very closely with the referents as well. You know, the people who refer the clients here, they care about these clients, and they have usually a longitudinal relationship with them. And so we collaborate when we have a release of information and talk with them too and keep them in the loop, because usually that's who they're going to be going back to.
And you're capable. You work with interventionists, and you can work with interventionists to be able to have somebody come to your center. They can go and do the intervention, perform the intervention, and bring them back to you, correct?
Right, and we also are in connection with sober escorts.
Okay.
And so definitely people can escort them on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of ways to connect and to help get them here and pass the baton safely, because it is a chronic disease.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly this is not an event, it's a process. And a lot of times this is just the beginning of the process for them. So we make sure that we really do a good job handing on to the next step for them, whether it's secondary, tertiary care, whether it's a halfway house, whether it's extended care someplace else, they're seeing a counselor, of course the meetings, whatever it is. It's also individualized for the client.
And that brings up the next point. We were going to talk about this after the break, and one of the things that's great. I'm glad you brought it up, because extended care. You know, once a person gets done 6 weeks of treatment, you know, they can stay with you up to 6 weeks, from what you were just saying.
And longer at times, depending on the need. But, yes, we do have six-week programs.
Okay.
And then we have, I think, great relationships all over the world, which is exciting to me, because I come from Charleston, South Carolina, and I was focused very myopically on the South for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have the experience of having relationships with people all over the world and really knowing some excellent, excellent programs to be able to refer back to. It's exciting to me to know in London where I can refer, what aftercare program I can refer to, and you know, where in Australia I can send. It's wonderful to really truly understand how an AA meeting is an AA meeting, you know.
Yeah,
wherever you go in the world.
Absolutely.
That connection is exciting to me. But yes, aftercare is vitally important. And so that is something that we work on almost from the beginning of them getting here, to talk about what is the next step.
Well, you know, Lynn, I want to thank you. We're going to have to go to another break, and when we come back, we're going to finalize some questions for you and about the center, and, of course, give your information on where they can get a hold of Kim and yourself to ask questions. We'll be back right after this message.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
To all divers, new or experience. At Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting oceans, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive guide. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
Oral disease is the most frequently diagnosed health problem for pets. That's why it's so important to take care of your dog's teeth. With Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, you can easily do just that. Pets Life Oral Care not only removes plaque and tartar, but it also kills bacteria on contact, improving doggy breath. For best results, use the spray or gel every 3 to 4 days in the evening. Pets Life is all natural, veterinarian approved, and 100% safe for your pet. To purchase the Pets Life Oral Care Spray and Gel, visit PetsLife.com or call 1-888-453-4682.
Remember, Pets Life is spelled with a Z. That's www.PETZLIFE.com. PetsLife.com. www.PETZLIFE.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Of course, we are having a great show today with Crossroads Center of Antigua. And it is in a nonprofit organization, International Center of Excellence for Treatment of Alcohol and Drug Addiction. The program was founded by Mr. Eric Clapton on the beautiful island of Antigua, which is in the West Indies. And they deal with residential and outpatient services, and they provide that with a 12-step framework while integrating key complementary therapies to provide a whole-person approach to treatment and ongoing therapy. The Crossroads Center can be contacted by calling 888-452-0091. And, of course, that's 888-452-0091. And, of course, you can go to their website, which is the crossroadsantigua.org. And, of course, you can speak with Kim Kim Martin and her staff, and they deal with all of the current admissions and deal with everybody that's coming into the center, and they're very helpful in any way possible to help a person get the treatment that they need. Once you're in, you're going to be meeting with, of course, Lynn McKnight, who is the manager of clinical services, and her team, and they put together a individualized treatment program based on a foundation of 12-step approach with the whole body approach through holistic services. Ladies, I want to thank you so much for being a part of our show today and explaining exactly what you do down there. And it's ongoing therapy, it's family therapy, it's detox, it's everything from start to finish, and then ongoing treatment once they leave. And I love what you had to say, Lynn, about being able to enter back into any community that you live in worldwide, and you're able to find sources for them that are real good sources for their ongoing recovery.
Right. You know, John, I love to hear you describe us. Thank you.
Well, thank you, because, you know, hey, listen, you know, the reality is that since 1998, your organization has dedicated your life's mission to helping others, and anybody that has that dedication, in my belief, needs to be told to the world.
Thank you. There is something I really want you to hear about, and I don't know if you've heard anything about our renewal program.
No, actually, tell us about it.
I am so excited about this. We're launching it in January, and I really, actually, let me let Kim talk to you about it, because she's been a part of this from the beginning of the thoughts of it, and I've been talking too much. So, Kim, why don't you tell him about renewal?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the history, which is that, you know, we've been doing treatment, as you said, since 1998, and we've always been providing services to our alumni after they've finished our program in terms of support and workshops in their own areas. And the idea really came from the people that we serve, from people that have been through our program that were identifying the need to work on some recovery issues in an ongoing fashion.
So this is like alumni people, correct, Kim?
Well, it started with alumni, actually. But what we did was we created a renewal program, which is for anyone that's in recovery.
That's great.
So anyone, regardless of whether they have 1 year or 6 months or 10 years or, you know, whatever the case may be, we always need a sense of being able to renew our spirit and recharge our recovery again.
Are we talking tune-up here?
We're talking tune-up here, John.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's a beautiful thing.
So it's what we have put together is a 5-day renewal program to help people take their recovery to the next level. We focus on recovery lectures, some small group discussion, fitness activities, our holistic elements, including our massage therapy and our yoga and our fitness. And then, you know, the added bonus is that we're located here in the Caribbean. And so what we do is we integrate the island into the recovery experience. So we go on island adventures, some hiking, some beaches, and really make it fun, because, as you know, anyone that's been in recovery long term and doing it well and working a program say, yeah, recovery is fun. So why shouldn't a recovery program emulate that? And that's what we've put together.
Kim, we appreciate it. That's a beautiful thing. And if you can contact Kim at 888-452-0091 to find out more information about tuning up if you're in recovery with Kim down at the Crossroads Center of Antigua. And again, Lynn, Kim, thank you so much for being on the show today. Check out their website at crossroadsantigua.org. And, of course, there's more information on the website about what you were just talking about, correct? About the tune-up?
Yes, there is.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the program, Crossroads Center of Antigua, founded by Mr. Eric Clapton and the staff, Lynn McKnight, and, of course, Kim Martin, are integral parts of making that process work down there. We want to thank Kim and Lynn again for being on the show. We want to thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow between noon and 3. We'll be back right after, of course, this message and a whole lot of stay, and then tomorrow at 2. We'll be back. Any day you're above dirt is a good day. Thanks.
Nothing to show that you're loving. The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.